Right now, we're in a state of confusion because the information comes from Tonga about the cabinet approved the license back in November last year. And yet the Prime Minister has just been talking to various media outlets saying that there will be no casino in Tonga. So some of us will start wondering whether he either straight out lie or he just don't know what's going on, you know. And if that's the case, maybe it's time for him to go.
But at a reception in Hawke's Bay the other night, Mr. Pahiva said there would be no room for casinos in Tonga. He was responding to concerns expressed to him. That seems fairly explicit, doesn't it?
It is, but it's, I think that he seems to be come and go in terms of depending on what sort of audience that he receives. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he's been told that his cabinet approved it last year in November last year, and wonder what his answer will be. So it is, you know, for us, we're really looking forward to trying to meet with him on either tomorrow or Thursday, so that we can get some senses of where his position, because we don't really know whether he only answered that because the pressure actually came from the Tongan community here, just to keep us at bay.
Well, what actually is the problem with a casino in Tonga?
Some of us, like myself, I work for just over 5 years as a advisor, Pacific advisor on problem gambling here in New Zealand, and I seen Bruce the ugly side of the casino. What's it done to the community? Some of them are homeless. Some of them lost everything. You know? And if in New Zealand we have services to support those things like that, but in Tonga there will be no services that will support those who actually caught up in problem gambling. And what their argument is only those who have you know, non-Tongan passport can actually enter the casino. But there are other things that we worry about. It's the same thing as some of the church leaders worry about, you know, things like prostitution, you know, because if there's no job, you know, for the, you know, for people in Tonga, other things, other ugly activities will also start to appear. And those things that the promoter of the casino don't even think about it, or perhaps they don't want to know about it.
But what business is it of the Tongans living in New Zealand? You don't live in Tonga. Why are you putting all the pressure on the government to not go ahead with the casino? Isn't it up to the people in Tonga to make those sort of decisions?
We have a responsibility because some of our families, we still support them financially, still live in Tonga. You know, if those things we will end up have to pay for it. You know, that's why we're concerned, we're passionate about it. You know, while we stay in New Zealand, some of us for a number of years, we still call Tonga home, and we don't want some of these things like this as we experience here in overseas actually happen in Tonga, because there's very limited resources to support those people who actually go on the other side of casino.
So you don't think this is necessarily cut and dried, the Prime Minister's statement that there's no room for casinos in Tonga? That's not necessarily the end of this issue?
No, because I think the problem is, because he actually coming here and tell us one thing, and the reality is that his cabinet approved it in November last year. So we want to know from him which one is the one that he's actually on, whether he's going to go back and revoke the decision they made in November, or he's going to stand by with what already made, the decision already made.